Farm Network.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good, good, good.
Everything ready and set for the big customer appreciation picnic next week?
I have some stuff to do tomorrow, you mean? The customer appreciation is tomorrow.
I thought you had another week.
No, tomorrow.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, so we are ready, but I have, I'm going to give a tour of Rochester today, and then I have a bridal shower for one of my nieces today, and the last minute stuff for the client appreciation party, but I'll get it all done. You know I will.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I had it in my head that you had another week, but now I look at my calendar and right.
No, it is tomorrow. So I will say, because I know that a lot of our clients do listen to this show and some of our future clients, which would also be welcome at our party. So I will say once again that the picnic is tomorrow at the History Center from 1:30 until 3:30. And that is 2 hours of action packed time because there is a lot going on there. We have, of course, lunch. And we're having pulled pork and pulled chicken and potato salads and beans. So it's a picnic, right?
Yeah.
Potato chips. And then we're also having Flapdoodle's ice cream truck. And we have cookies. So there's, lots of sweet treats. We have fun activities for the kids. We've got an amazing face painter. We have the best balloon artist in town, Dr. Bob. And we have kids' games all the way down to the little toddlers. There's a duck pond where they can pull out a little duck and get prizes. And then there's more, active things for the older kids like the cakewalk and the hula hoop. And there's prizes and more prizes. Every 15 minutes, we have a DJ. He's a lot of fun. Every 15 minutes, he pulls a name just for a random gift card. And then we do our grand prize, which is $5,000 check written out.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a really, like I say, it's an action-packed couple of hours. Our team will show up about an hour early and get it all set up and stay an extra hour late and get it all cleaned up. But for the clients, it's 1:30 to 3:30, and hopefully you have gotten your invite via email. But if you haven't, consider this your invite. And when you register, if you're a past client or a current client, you're eligible to go into the main, the grand prize drawing. If you're a future client, you are welcome to come and eligible for all the other drawings and games and all of the stuff. Oh yeah, we have bingo. Can't forget about bingo. So anyway, fun time, as you well know, Andy.
Yep.
And we hope to have a good crowd. We're expecting about 400 people. But we're prepared for more, so we hope to have a great turnout.
And I know from past experience, the bingo is extraordinarily popular. People,
they'll
play the bingo thing the whole time they're there.
Yeah, and we give out a lot of gift cards for the bingo too. So we're really, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too.
Yeah. So the folks who are eligible for the big prize.
Yeah.
Do they have to be present to win when it's drawn?
They do not. They do not have to be present to win. If they come and they eat and they leave and their name is in there, they're eligible. And we do it FaceTime live, so they can just get on my Facebook page. Facebook Live is what I meant to say. So they can get on my Facebook page and watch it and watch the drawing. But I mean, it's only 2 hours. We used to do 3 hours. And it's like, oh, then you expect people to hang out for 3 hours. But 2 hours, you can barely get through all the stations and all the stuff in the 2 hours. So most people do stay. So it's fun.
And the food's so good. You're gonna
and, if,
a while
and if
to...
you if you still would like to RSVP, I can give you the, it's GWLT, so short for Gwaltney, I guess, .gr/2026-picnic.
So if I go to the Gwaltney Group website, can I
it'll be there as well? It'll be there. Yep, yep, you got it. All right, enough about that. Hope to see a bunch of people tomorrow on a perfectly sunny day that's not extraordinarily hot and doesn't have a lot of humidity. I'm not asking for too much, am I, Andy?
Well,
truth
be
told, just no rain is good. No, it does look great, so hopefully it all holds up.
If you're looking for a good lunch, man, the food is good.
Thank you.
So, what's happening out there in the real estate world?
All right, let's look at the Rochester housing market in 2026, shall we? Big story, the market is becoming, I would say, a little more balanced. For a while, I was nervous because we were looking pretty balanced, and then we were kind of going down like, ooh, 27% pending ratio. That's very buyer friendly, you know, a little bit harder. But now we're up to about 40%.
Oh, okay.
So getting closer to balanced again. Typical Rochester home value is right around $358,000. Up about 4% year over year. So prices are still going up. Sold prices are stronger than asking price trends suggest. So, median sold price in June is up 6.75% year over year, even though the median listing price was down 5% year over year. So there you go. There's still houses selling for in multiple offers over ask. Either they come on the market.
Considering the headlines, I'm sorry.
Right. Either they come on. No, you're fine. Either they come on the market and they're just little dolled up houses priced really right, and they fly off the shelves oftentimes in multiple offers, or they might be really nice houses that could use a little tweaking. You know, maybe some fresh carpet or some fresh paint. Those things go a long way. And then once they kind of pass that, been on the market 45 days, then it's like, oh, geez, hang on. What are we in for? So now is the time to take hard advice. You know, it's hard to hear it, but we definitely have to be the best looking house in our class, and we have got to be priced aggressively. And I'm not saying leave money on the table. As a matter of fact, You're not going to leave money on the table. If you're priced aggressively, you're just going to attract attention. You're going to attract buyers. You're going to create urgency, and you're going to create interest. And someone's going to give you what you're asking or more. So you're not going to be leaving any money on the table.
And you said, from what I'm gathering here, that with the worn carpets and maybe some painting, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, do that stuff now.
Correct.
Right? Have that house spiffed up.
I'm currently working with one lovely couple. I'm working with more than one lovely couple, but I'm currently working with one specifically who first met me through listening to me on the radio. And then when he called me, I was so impressed because he set up a meeting with me. And when he came in, he just like quoted all these things that I say. and he sent me an email this week and said, "Hey, Robin, I'm listening to your advice and I'm getting my house in great condition, even if I don't sell till next year, because I might as well enjoy some of these improvements before I sell it." I'm like, yes. So anyway, I do love that we have people out there listening and learning, because that's the whole objective, right? Is to be able to help people, guide people, teach people.
Did he use the bank account you live in?
He did. He goes, I'm calling to talk to you about the bank account, my bank account that I live in.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I do love it. I'm like, well, okay, I know where you got my name. Anyway.
All right, Robin, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come right back.
Sounds good.
Chat some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. And Robin, you were kind of going through a synopsis
of
what's happening in the marketplace.
Yeah, one of the surprising numbers is despite the fact that we have more inventory than we've had in a while, our prices have not fallen. So please listen and keep that in mind, because that is a really good indication that the underlying demand in Rochester remains relatively strong.
You had, the numbers you mentioned earlier, too, year over year, up 4% in value.
Yeah. And I mean, Minnesota.
That's a strong market right there.
It's a very strong market. Minnesota's July inventory reached a 7-year high, but closed sales were up 11.2% year over year, with the median price being up 2.7%. That's statewide. So that's very, very healthy market. Now, the one wild card that does remain is, of course, the mortgage rates. Right now, the national 30-year fixed rate is 6.7% approximately. And that does put pressure on affordability. There's no joke. But there are programs out there. And that's why I tell you it is so important that you line yourself up with a realtor that can introduce you to a lender. I mean, we've got experience. We've worked with these lenders for years, in my case, for 26 years. And I know which ones have which products. So I don't necessarily recommend one lender to every buyer that comes to me. I think now, who is the right lender for this particular buyer? I just had lunch with a lender yesterday, one of my favorites, really, really enjoy this guy, and he wanted to let me know that he was making a switch from one institution to another, and when I asked him why, he told me about some of the amazing products that his new bank is going to have to offer, and one that just blew me away was for a first-time home buyer, okay, a first-time home buyer, they'll do it with a credit score as low as 600, all right? And with only 3% down, even with a credit score of 600 and no PMI. Huh. So I'm just telling you that normally a 600 credit score would mean a higher price rate, right? And then add the PMI on top of that. And typically they would require a little more down. So they're trying to make more affordable products out there. So this means the person will probably have anywhere from $250 to $400 less a month house payment just because of that no PMI and the lower credit score allowing it to not affect their interest rate.
I mean, that's amazing to get rid of the PMI, because I still remember when we were able to get rid of it, that was a celebration.
Yeah. And I mean, right now we have the physician loans where, you know, one of the perks to being a doctor is you can have this loan with as little as 0% down and not have to pay mortgage insurance. So for people who aren't as well versed in this as you and I, mortgage insurance is something that the bank would typically charge you on top of your payment,
right,
if your down payment is anything less than 20%. So if it's 20% or more, then you wouldn't have to pay that mortgage insurance. But now, I'm telling you, if you can get 3% down and no mortgage insurance, wowzer, for a first-time home buyer loan.
That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
I also remember the one that until we began doing this show, I was completely unaware of, was that the for the people living in rural areas, and that includes the smaller towns around us.
Yeah.
There's special mortgage programs available to them as well.
Yes, with down payment assistance that you may not even have to pay back. Some of them have down payment loans and some of them have down payment grants. So, I mean, it does matter who you're using for your mortgage, and clearly, it does matter who you're using for your realtor.
And it also tells me that if you like most of us have that dream of home ownership, but you've been discouraged because of the, you know, the headlines you see.
Right.
Just step forward and ask the question. Go, you know, meet with you, Robin, and go, hey, this is my situation.
And even
is it realistic for me to pursue this right now?
Right. And even call me, okay? Because you've heard me say this a million times, and it is the truth. If I'm not talking to somebody else, I will answer your phone call, whether I recognize the number, even if it says potential spam, because I know I can just hang up if it's really not, if it really is a spam call. I've been so many times out to lunch or just hanging out with other realtors and their phone rings and I start to get anxiety because they don't answer it. And I'm like, answer your phone. And they say, oh, I don't recognize the number. And I'm thinking, all the more reason to answer your phone. That is potentially a buyer calling you. Now they can leave me a message. Oh my goodness. Nope. When my phone rings, I answer it. If I'm talking to somebody else and you do leave me a message, I will call you back because I'm a firm believer in the telephone.
And the people you reach out, who do reach out to you with these questions, I mean, it can be both on the buyer side and the seller side, right? If I've got this home and I'm thinking about it, I just say, hey, Robin, what do you think? Is now the time to get into the market? Or come on over and look at my place.
Exactly.
What do you think I could get for it?
Exactly. Yep. I had one yesterday that said, I got your name from my girlfriend. She told me who her girlfriend was, past client 4 or 5 times, as a matter of fact. So very nice that they're so loyal to me and obviously happy with my services, which is a great compliment. But anyway, she gave her friend my name and she said, oh, we just went on vacation to Florida. We got this whim that we might want to move there. So we looked at a condo and we love it. And we're thinking about making an offer. But geez, we don't even know what our house would sell for or how fast it would sell. And we don't need it to sell before we make an offer. But we'd just like to know if it will sell. And I said, well, that sounds like something you need me to come over immediately for. So I can be there in an hour and a half. And she's like, oh my gosh. I mean, I just happened to have an opening and I had something I was going to do in that opening, but it was more important to, you know, feel her urgency and go. So she was thrilled and it's a beautiful house and I'm super excited.
Full service right there. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Robin, we'll take a quick break and come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for being with us on this Saturday morning. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group Remax Results at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, I know you you did a little traveling earlier this week.
I did. Well, it was a Saturday, Sunday, Monday deal. So it was kind of nice because Saturday and Sunday, it's a little bit easier to be away. The phone doesn't go nonstop. Monday was a little busier. You know, I was answering the phone, doing meetings in between, whatever. It was good. It was good. It was really good. But it was the every year RE/MAX hosts a broker owner conference. And so typically it is the owners of the company that go or their managing broker who goes, but not always. Sometimes it's just somebody who represents them. You know, it doesn't have to be the owner or broker himself. So I'm clearly not the owner, but I went and I got to hang around all of my RE/MAX friends from across the country, which I so enjoy every single time. So much positive energy. And so I would say that it was a nice mix of relaxation, which was first and foremost for me because I so needed it. I had not really put the brakes on since probably February. Sure. So it was like a couple of days to just, I actually took a nap when I arrived on set. I arrived so early, you know, I was all checked into the hotel by 11. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take a little nap, which I never do, but it was great. Anyway, what was cool about this particular conference is that as we talked about back in April, Real has, bought Remax. Okay. There was a merger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the owner of Real was there, and boy, oh boy, I loved his attitude and I loved his energy. And he was funny. He said back in 2021, he started his brokerage Real in 2018. So it's relatively new company, you know, not even 10 years old. And he said back in 2021, so fast forward, what, 3 years old. They were 3 years old. They had 1,500 agents or maybe 1,200 agents at that time. And he sent a note out to his business partners and said, I think we should buy Remax. And they're like, oh, do you now? Okay, that's a big dream. They're only 10 times our size. But, you know, he wanted, and he's so smart, he wanted what it took Dave and Gail Liniger 50 plus years to build. He wanted the household name. He wanted the most trusted brand in the country. He wanted the most loyal agents that stay with the broker for the longest time. He wanted the most productive agents in the business. He wanted all of that. He wanted what Remax had, and he knew what he wanted, and he went after it, and it took 5 years. But now our new parent company will no longer be Remax Holdings, but rather Real Estate will be the name of the parent company.
Yeah.
What does that mean to our Remax clients? Absolutely nothing. I mean, nothing is changing from Remax standpoint, except for we're going to be getting all of this fabulous technology that was only available to the agents at Real Brokerage because, you know, that was the owner that came up with all this stuff. And now, because they'll be our parent company, they're going to share that software and technology across the board. And so that'll be great for the agents, great for the broker owners, great for the back, you know, behind the scenes stuff. But we will continue to deliver the same great service that every client that has ever worked with a Remax agent has come to expect.
Wow, that must have been a nice way to get affirmation of what you already knew.
Oh my gosh, there was just a lot of positive vibes. Everybody was so happy. And then, of course, there was, you know, some time down on Broadway listening to some live country music. And, oh, did I mention it was almost 100 degrees?
I know, I saw the forecast.
Oh. But we stayed in the Gaylord Opryland Hotel, which is like just a self-contained city. You know, several places to eat, several pools, indoor water park, couple different bars. I mean, there was a lot going on, and just walk through these beautiful walkways with green plants. I mean, I had no problem getting my 10,000 steps a day in whatsoever. And it was a whirlwind little trip, but loved every minute of it. Thanks for asking.
Well, Robin, we've got a few minutes. Do you have any listings you'd like to share?
Can you believe that down on the water right now along the river? So this just kind of speaks to what we're talking about, inventory being up, because I've got a little cabin with two beds and one bath with its own dock right on the riverbank for $550. That one actually has, there's a vacant lot available next to it. So the person that buys the cabin is going to get first dibs on buying that lot. So we have another little A-frame one that is down by the Pioneer Club. That one is $650. A little further on down the road near the campsite, or beyond it, I guess, we have a beautiful one that was completely remodeled, big open floor plan. Only has two bedrooms, so that might be a downfall for some people, but it has a big open living space, great like party gathering space, and a brand new deck and water access, dock, all the stuff. That one's $700. I did have an off-market one that I did sell down there for $975. I had that one down on Lawrence Boulevard under the bridge, but that one sold pretty quickly, and that one was $850. But we still have a condo in the Big Joe Flower place for $850, I think that one is. And that one comes turnkey, completely furnished with very high-end furnishings. End unit, so it's got views up the river and out straight across the river. Beautiful, beautiful unit. And then we also have a condo up above Kelly's restaurant in Lake City with right on the water. So lots and lots of water options. So for this last week or two or three that we have left of summer, if you still want to buy your river home or water home, I've got them. We've got one down on Lake Zumbro. Actually, we have a couple down on Lake Zumbro. So we've got some water properties. Yeah.
And guess what? The fall along the river is just as fantastic as the summer.
It is beautiful. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's one of those deals where interest rates are up a little bit. So second homes are not as attainable for everyone. But if you are one of the people that are in a position that you're going to be able to do it easily, you know, sometimes people are going to come in and buy them for cash, or sometimes they're going to take equity out of their current home or whatever it is. There's some deals to be had out there. I don't think ever in my 26 years, I could tell you that at one given time, I've had that many properties available on the water.
And plus, an easy drive from here.
Oh, that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
You can be a busy person and you can find 45 minutes to get over there. Even if you can only stay one night, you're like, well, it's not like I traveled 4 hours. I can stay one night and go home the next day.
All right, Robin. So if you want riverfront, especially along the Mississippi or Zumbro, you know who to call. But you can also stop by tomorrow and have a chat, right?
Yeah, come to the picnic. Yes, please do. Tomorrow, customer appreciation picnic, Sunday from 1:30 till 3:30 at the History Center of Olmsted. We'll feed you. We'll play games, music, ice cream cones, balloon animals, face painting, all kinds of fun.
And that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Ignore my calendar. Go tomorrow.
Well, I see you there, Andy. All right.
You will see me tomorrow.
Good.
Thanks, Robin. I look forward to the pulled chicken and pulled pork. I love that.
Good.
All right. How do we get a hold of Robin? Number one, if you want to talk about anything about real estate.
Call me on my cell phone, and that number is 507-259-4926, and I truly look forward to your calls.
All right. Thanks, Robin. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk again on the radio next weekend.
Sounds great.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.